Lord is my shepherd, everybody.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He goes before me.
He goes before me.
Defender behind me.
Defender behind me.
I won't fear.
I won't fear.
People of God, sing hallelujah.
Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Hope everybody's doing well today on a Sunday. We are going to give you some great music and a couple of Bible devotions. I want to remind you before we get started on our show, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, hey, feel free. I'm up here at the iHeartRadio studio. We call it Faith Studio One. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Well, also let me tell you too, you can also reach me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button. You can also Facebook message me there as well. Today, my first Bible devotion on is We Need Mercy. Okay? The book of Psalms, chapter 100 and verse 5 simply says, "The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting." You know, friends, many Christians do not see God in all of His holiness. We jillibly quote John 3:16, which everybody knows, but we forget the verse, "He does not believe He has judged already." Of course, you can read that in John chapter 3, and that's in verse 18. Now, yes, Jesus is loving and compassionate, but He is also absolutely holy and pure. And because of that, He is the judge who will someday bring His full wrath to bear those who refuse to repent. All too often, we are afraid of physical pain more than moral wrong. You know, the cross is proof of that holiness. It is also a principle for which God would die. God cannot clear the guilty until anointment is made. But that is what happened at the cross. So let me ask you something. Do you take sin lightly? Do you tolerate sin in your life, saying, "Oh, well, God will forgive me anyway"? You see, friends, sin is an offense to Almighty God. And while He will have mercy on us when we repent, He is also the judge, and everything is uncovered and laid bare before eyes on Him to whom we give full account. And you can find that in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, and verse 13. Toby Mac, my friend T-Mac on Sunday Morning Praise and Promised Land.
Head down as I punch this clock. The hours roll, they never stop. And I can't ever seem to get ahead. Always trying to do what's right. Straight and narrow's getting tight. Don't know how much longer I can stand. And I'm wondering, yeah, I'm wondering, where's my promised land? Out here on this desert road, it's hot as fire, but I've grown cold. Circling like a questions change, the answers always stay the same. Maybe someday I will understand. So I'm wondering, got me wondering, where's my promised land? Yeah, I'm wondering, still I'm wondering, where's my promised land? Earth for many years, but there's one thing I know. There's nowhere on this side of heaven where streets are made of gold. I've long laid down my grand illusions, looking toward the day that I'll be home. I won't give up on this race, broken but I still have faith. This old life is all part of a plan. And I can feel it in my soul. One day I'll stand before the throne with nothing left but hope in these two hands. Through all these seasons, I'm still believing you're my promised land. And all my I'm still believing you're my promised land.
Well said, Chris Tomlin, on Sunday Morning Praise with CA on iHeartRadio. Yes, indeed, Jesus Messiah, the one, the only, the one we worship. Oh, man. Guys, how's your week been? Last week, I should say, because it's a new week this week. You know, I just was on vacation, took it easy. I guess it was a few days ago, my second daughter, well, my second of my four kids, she went on her first homecoming date with her boyfriend, and I was just like, oh my goodness, how time's flying, how our kids grow up so fast. And I got my oldest son getting married here in what, about, 5 months? Time is just rolling by. Well, you know what? I am blessed. God has gave favor on my life, even in times of discouragement, even in times of frustration, which I was last night. But you know what? God had me. He held me close, and he said, I'm not going to let you fall, because you know what? The chains are broken. I'm free. You're free. If you've accepted Jesus Christ into your life, and let me encourage you, you are free. Yes, indeed, I am free.
Myself made a list of all my mistakes. Oh, I wish I could have run to you. and tell you all about my heartbreak. And I wonder to myself, wait a minute, am I even on the right path now? Had a couple wins, but I got knocked down. But I know that you are here right now, and you say, ooh, sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Ooh, you gotta get up again.
There we go. One of those good songs there by Dan Brims. And Up Again. That's right. When you fall down, you know that God's there to pick you up and you're going to make it. Okay, I got another Bible devotion on Sunday Morning Praise. By the way, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morning Praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. This is CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, and your independent clergy. We are here to encourage you. We are here not only to uplift you on Uplifting Wednesdays, we are here to make your Sunday Morning Praise a blessing on your way to church or wherever you're worshiping the Lord. Maybe you're having to do it online. COVID is still a mess. We need to continue to pray for people that have either passed on. I know I've lost three of my friends that have had COVID. They're actually doing a funeral for one today, one of my friends that I've known out of state. So I dearly remember that family. And me and Denise was her name, worked very closely in ministry over the years. And a really sweet lady. I know she taught in the children's department, and she really touched my kids' life. So I remember her family, Roger and Matt and daughter-in-law Jessica. All right, well, you know what? Let's think about this for a second. God does control the clock. You look at the clock, you probably got up this morning, and you know you had your coffee, tea, orange juice, whatever it may be, eggs, donuts. And you look at your clock, and when you got up, it was, let's just say, 7 a.m., you blink your eyes, next thing you know, it's 9 a.m. You know, and you have a little fun with your family or worshiping the Lord, and you get out of church. It's probably time to hit, well, I would say Luby's, they're not in business no more, or go to some of these Golden Corrals that are still in business. And it's 1 o'clock, and then you spend more time maybe with your family, grandkids, whatever it may be. Next thing you know, it's 4 o'clock, and then it's evening time, bedtime, you're winding down and back at the workforce. Monday, and blink your eyes. Wednesday, blink your eyes. Friday, the weekend, you know, that's how fast time goes, but God does control the clock. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8, you know, scripture reminds us that there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. You know, many people were asking, where is history leading? A careful student of the Bible will see that God controls the clock of the destiny. Amidst the world's confusion, which it's very confused, we live in a very split world, guys, as we well know, God's ultimate hands moves, working out his unchanging plan and purpose. Not that we will always see his hand at work, an old English hymn writer named William Cowperter said. God moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. God is not absent, but his providence, he sustains us, and behind the scenes, he is working to bring about his divine purpose. So people have asked, what is that divine purpose? Well, Paul put it this way, that he might gather together in one of all things in Christ, but which are in heaven and which are on earth, and go to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 10. Someday Satan's rule will be ended, and Christ will reign as Lord over all the creation. Someday all the sin and the rebellion and the corrupted universe will be destroyed, and Christ's kingdom and righteousness and peace will rule forever. So do not be discouraged by what you see on the headlines every day, whether it blows up your phone like it does mine. Just remember that God is at work, and someday Christ will rule. And you know he does rule right now. And another thing I want you to remember on Sunday morning praise. You guys out there, people that are wanting to know about Jesus Christ, regardless, Christian, non-Christian, and I hope you get your heart right with Jesus. You are a child of love. This is We the Kingdom. They won some awards on the Dove Awards. Let's listen in. Yeah.
trying to figure out what it means to be human, flesh and bone, the spirit and the soul. If I cannot earn your love by trying to measure out, why do I think I'd lose it in the lows? Somehow you see through my heart, and you welcome me with open arms, just as I am, in the good and the bad. You still understand, and you never stop loving me, just as I am, with the heart of a father and grace like a brother. You never stop loving me, just as I am. You've been patient with my wondering, always knowing what I need.
Singing, oh, Lord, keep me in the moment.
So it's all eyes on you until the day you call me home. Singing, oh, Lord, keep me in the moment. Help me live with my eyes wide open. Cause I don't wanna miss what you have for me.
I don't wanna miss.
Singing, oh, Lord, show me what matters. And throw away what I'm chasing after. Cause I don't wanna miss what you have for me.
Say, don't.
Amen. Great music from my friend, the late Carmen, who had passed away, if you guys really remember, back in February of hernia complications, and continuing in prayer for his wife and family. All right, well, let's lead off in prayer on Sunday, October the 24th, 2021. I hope you guys are staying healthy. I hope you're doing well, and remember that God has you. Thank you for being a very big, loyal supporter on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray for a great Sunday. I pray you bless my listeners, my friends out there that are going through trials and tribulations. Father God, we just give it all to you, and we know that that's just a part of life. We love you so much. Take care of each and every one of us. In Christ's name, we pray, all people come together. Amen. Excuse me, guys. This is CA getting ready to saddle up here at the Faith Studio 1. We call it the iHeartRadio Studio in Fort Worth, Texas. It's a very hot, muggy, humid day. Boy, I'll tell you, I just got to say this before I saddle up and head out. Fall season, I was hoping it would be a little cooler. We got a little taste of it, and then all of a sudden the atmosphere is just crazy. So if you're having issues like a lot of us are, allergies, etc., keep praying and know that God has you and you got people praying for you, okay? But anyway, as I get ready to saddle up and head out of Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you guys to enjoy life. L-I-F-E, exclamation point, dot. Till we meet again or talk again, y'all have a great day. Bye for now.